Hi, everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for November 24th, 2007. On this week's show...
I'll have another gumball head, please. That's a gumball head.
Are you calling me a gumball head?
I am, my little gumball head. No, Gumball Head is the name of a beer that comes from the Three Floyds Brewing Company of Munster, Indiana.
Wow.
So let's hear it from Munster, Indiana.
You peeled that right off like you
Am I getting all broadcasting on you?
Yeah.
The Three Floyds Brewing Company of Muncie, Indiana presents Gumball Head.
Muncie or Munster?
It's Munster, Indiana. I'm sorry. Muncie, Indiana is another town.
Yeah.
It's Munster, Indiana, with all due respect.
And where should a person go if they want to get a gumball head around here?
The closest place to get a gumball head. And you know, we're jumping right into it, aren't we? First of all.
Is that okay?
Oh, it's fine. But before we do that. Okay, I'll tell you. There's a place very nearby where you can get a gumball head. But I'll tell you that in just one second. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Cheap Date Show.
Well, of course, they're welcome.
If you have listened to us before, welcome back. If you're new, welcome. Also, I'd like to welcome all of you people with Zune players, because Cheap Date is one of the first in all
seriousness. I'm sure there are thousands.
Well, seriously, though. The Zune Marketplace just added podcasts, and Cheap Date was one of the first podcasts they added to the Zune Marketplace.
Email us if you're listening on a Zune. We'd love to hear about it.
We have a friend who owns a Zune.
A friend
who owns a Zune.
I have a friend, too, who owns a Zune, so that's two.
So you know what? And even though, you know, I'm not going to diss the Zune. We love our listeners. It doesn't matter if you listen on an iPod, on a Zune, on your computer.
We love you just the same.
Or on two tin cans with a string. We don't care.
If you're doing that, email us.
What, two tin cans and a string?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we'll have to pull the string a little bit tighter so they can hear us.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, welcome back. Cheap Date. Have a seat. Sit down. Let's talk about Gumball Head.
Let's.
We decided to take a Saturday night dinner over at the brand new restaurant, or a brand new restaurant here in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, and that would be Topa Tavern and Grill, which is located in the Elk Grove Town Center in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. It's in the spot formerly occupied by Cucina Roma,
which we're not going to talk about tonight.
Exactly. There was a local newspaper article that talked about how Topa was going to be opening in the former space, and they spent almost the entire article talking about the restaurant that was in the space.
That, like, went out of business.
And what was wrong with their business model.
Yeah.
We've been wanting to try this place. They've been open for a few weeks, and we decided, you know what? Let's just go ahead and pull the trigger and do it tonight.
We are crazy.
We had a fun adventure in the afternoon, which we'll share in a little bit, and we decided that we wanted to have something really special for dinner, so we figured, let's try a whole new place, a whole new experience, and we did.
We did.
Let's talk about the experience of going into Topa.
All right, well, we did get there early, so there weren't a lot of people there.
Right.
And we were greeted with very attentive service, possibly because there weren't a lot of other people there, but really, the service was good.
We had three servers.
Yeah, it was a little funny at times.
We literally did have three servers because a couple people were in training.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was very nice and very, very attentive. So,
yes, Topa. They call themselves a tavern grill. They're definitely on the upscale end of tavern grill.
Absolutely,
their entrees range from the certified Angus burger to the crusted filet mignon, mm-hmm. or lamb rack. And we started out with a beer, a gumball head.
Thank you.
For my husband, a 312 for me.
That's an urban eat whale for those of you who are regular listeners to the show.
Which, of course, was good, as I knew it would be. Your gumball head was very good. I would order that if I went back.
Yeah, and I would probably order the 312 next time I go back.
Oh, we should have traded.
We should have.
The gumball head had a really awesome grapefruit aroma.
Yeah. There's like a citrus thing on top of it. I think it's more, dare I say this, I think it's more of a chick beer. Yeah.
I think that'd be safe. But it wasn't super sweet. It was fruity, but not too sweet. Anyway, they advertised tavern food. we ate in the dining room, and I would call it a step up from tavern.
I would.
But I think if you went in and ate at the bar, you might have a more taverny experience. So we started out at our server's recommendation with the crispy ginger shrimp. These are shrimp wrapped in rice paper and then fried, served with miso sesame slaw, soy ginger sauce, and avocado tomatillo sauce.
Oh.
Let's clarify this.
Because
this ended up being, this was maybe my favorite part of the meal.
Those were, okay, you have the crispy shrimp.
First you have your shrimp.
Okay.
You wrap it in your rice paper, you fry it.
Mm-hmm.
Sauces aside, what's your flavor experience like right then?
The first thing you get off of that, you get the texture of the crispiness. You're all about the texture.
You have some crispy and tender texture extravaganza.
And some lovely ginger flavor with the shrimp itself.
Yes.
Now the shrimp, it could come from the shrimp itself or the way that the shrimp is seasoned. Also, it's sitting on top of a bed of miso sesame slaw.
Right.
Which has a miso sesame dressing on it. It's like cabbage and carrots and I forgot what else, like a little Asian salad. So it might have picked up some of that as well. And then the slaw is something which is really pretty. It's a garnish. It also tastes pretty good. It's a good palate cleanser as well. Well, it was.
Then you have your soy ginger sauce, which is an interesting sweet and sour kind of sauce. Well, I shouldn't call it sweet and sour. Like a soy ginger sauce is what it is.
It's a classic Asian sauce.
Yeah, it's sweet and mild and great. But this avocado tomatillo sauce.
Yes. These are two separate sauces on opposite ends of the plate when it's served, by the way.
This stuff was not at all what you would expect. It was a little bit spicy, but it was smooth from the avocado.
Mm-hmm.
And when paired with the ginger, it brought kind of a Mexican flair to it, which was totally unexpected and even sounds kind of weird when you say it. But
well, I think with the tomatillos, I think that kind of already put it in the Mexican
thing. Yeah, I think.
But it wasn't like your classic green sauce that you get at Pepe's or
No, although
Baja
I think
Fresh.
It would be good on chips.
I think it would be wonderful on chips. But there was something, the avocado put a different spin on it.
Yeah, I think the avocado smoothed it out. Anyway, it was amazing.
So then our server comes by and we said, you know, these two sauces are really, really good. And they're completely opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of their flavors. And of course, she said to us, well, why don't you try them together?
Oh, man. Too bad we only had one shrimp left. I could have just ordered like three of those.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I ordered...
Well, wait. Let's talk about what happened when you mixed the two sauces together.
It was delicious.
Oh, I think you used the phrase... Yell you that. Our waitress used that phrase. And there are very few people we know who actually use that word or that expression. But there you go. But you said, after you took a bite of that, you said, every flavor you would ever want is right there. It's sweet, it's salty, it's spicy, it's tangy.
I'm sort of known for food hyperbole.
Oh my God. Let's talk about the best thing I've ever eaten. I think in the time that I've known you, you've had probably about 15 things that were the best thing you've ever eaten.
I've had a wonderful life.
You know what? You have, young lady.
I know.
But we won't go into any more of that. So, that's what we had to start. We had our gumball head, our 312, our crispy ginger shrimp, and then... And the funny thing was, is as we were driving up to the restaurant, Lisa said to me, you know what I really have a taste for? And I nailed it, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You said, what, a steak? And I said, yeah, with blue cheese. So what did I get? A filet mignon with blue cheese.
The 8-ounce filet mignon with blue cheese crust.
And smashed potatoes.
Yes, it was wonderful. A very healthy helping of skin on smashed potatoes.
Yes. Probably twice as much potatoes as steak.
Exactly. The steak was there in the plate. Oh.
Which is fine. I didn't get all the way through those, but...
It was wonderful. I decided to go more on the tavern style.
You really did
approach.
Go with like tavern food.
And I really had a taste for a burger. I had a bacon Swiss burger, which is a 10-ounce certified Angus beef patty with Swiss cheese, bacon, mustard, It comes with mayo if you want it. I did not want mayo on mine. Lettuce, tomato, pickle, and onion. Now, I will say this.
That was extensive detail for a burger.
The veggies that were on there were all very delicious and very fresh. The lettuce was among the freshest lettuce I've had.
You know, I've never heard you compliment lettuce.
It was really, really good. And the bun, you saw my bun, if I can say this without getting the explicit tag.
You're so excited about the condiments. I think that's hilarious.
The bun on this burger.
Oh my God, it was the best bun I've ever had.
It was completely encrusted with sesame seeds. It was totally awesome. The whole thing. You couldn't see bun. You could see sesame seeds. It was sesame seeds on top of this burger. And it was a very thick bun, too. It was actually so thick I had to kind of push it off to the side and eat the hamburger kind of open-faced.
So when you finally got to the meat and cheese and bacon...
Oh, I was already done. That was it.
You just ate the bun and the lettuce and tomato. And lettuce.
Like, oh, this is really fresh. Oh, there's meat on here, too. It was a very good burger. I ordered my burger medium. It was absolutely perfectly done medium. Your steak, you ordered it medium rare.
Uh-huh.
And how did it come?
Medium rare.
Yeah.
It was maybe a little on the medium side.
Mm-hmm. We also had, in addition to that, we also had, before the main courses came, we had a salad. They have something called a tavern salad, which is your classic.
Yeah.
Your classic type of salad. They also have soups there, but we didn't try any of those.
No, and they have sides you can order separately. So if you wanted to get... especially if you were eating in the bar, maybe if you wanted to get a burger or just some soup and like a big baked potato or soup and what else do they have?
They have sautéed spinach and garlic, Brussels sprouts, baked sweet potatoes.
Yeah, so like my steak came rice. With a side, but if you got something that didn't and you wanted a little something extra, you could. Right. They have some really interesting things on the menu. They have certified Angus meatloaf.
Yeah, certified Angus beef meatloaf.
They have a couple different pork chops, a couple different fish entrees.
The one thing I noticed is that they're not really big on chicken there. They have a couple of things. They have a chicken salad, and they have something called a grilled chicken pesto sandwich, and then they have something called chicken alla taverna, which is pounded and lightly breaded, marinated tomatoes, arugula, balsamic reduction, and olive oil.
Oh, that sounds good.
Which sounds really good.
They have a chicken tenders platter.
And they do. Yes, that is correct.
But yeah, a lot of beef.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is exactly what we were in the mood
very,
for.
Very, very good. From the standpoint of the decor, it's a very, I would say, I don't even know if tavern is fair. It's a little bit more upscale than a tavern.
Yeah, that's not how I would characterize it.
When I think of a tavern, I think of a place like Peggy's here in Arlington Heights where we go. And that to me is a tavern. That's a pub.
Yeah.
And this is not like that. This has really nice booths, nice tablecloths. It has nice wooden paneling or wooden stuff on the walls. They have a beautiful hearth and a beautiful fireplace in the back, which actually wasn't lit when we were there.
It is nice. It's the atmosphere of someplace you might go for a special occasion.
Right.
We found it romantic because the lighting was low. The music, I don't know.
They had great, and I wanted to make
you actually
it,
really liked that.
They had a great selection of music there because they played stuff by artists that you may recognize, but not their most popular stuff. They played a Jackson Browne album track. They played a Procol Harum song, but it wasn't like...
I don't even know who that is, but...
They did Whiter Shade of Pale. That's the song you always hear whenever you hear a Procol Harum song. They played a whole bunch of really, really good... Whoever chose the music for this place, big thumbs up to that, because they didn't go... You know this. Lisa knows this better than anyone else in the world. They didn't go for the obvious. If they were going to play a Billy Joel song or an Elton John song, they wouldn't play the stuff you hear on the classic rock station. They would play something that would be like an album track from 20 years ago.
The music was kind of, it wasn't soft rock, but it wasn't, it was just kind of, it had a classic sound to it, but it wasn't cheesy.
Right. You didn't start there.
Or like boring.
Right. You weren't sitting there and all of a sudden start humming Freebird. You know,
it was because you know what? That can be really distracting, actually, when you hear a song that you know too well and you're trying to have a conversation. And
I think the most recognizable song they played was L.A. Woman by the Doors when we were leaving.
But we really liked the atmosphere.
And also
there were people there. Oh, there were, as we were leaving, some people were coming in with little kids. There were families there. There were couples there.
I was going to just say that.
I think you would take any kind of party in there.
The clientele was all over the place. There was a young couple with a baby. There was another couple who was probably in their early 20s, maybe,
mm-hmm.
who went over and started talking because they knew the people with the baby. There were older people. There was a family that was in there right when we got
there.
Yeah,
it was a couple teenagers.
Yeah, so it's just across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really good. And the atmosphere was, like I said, the atmosphere was good. And service was very attentive. One thing that is worth pointing out is the fact that we've mentioned the place that was there previously. And that was the restaurant that had the one-way mirror
over the bar that looked into the men's room.
That's gone. The bathroom is still there, but the mirror, the one-way glass is no longer there.
And you could get go anywhere from a really cheap date. Our date ended up being not that cheap because of my filet mignon, but you could go in there and get burgers and stuff very, very reasonably.
You could go in there, you could get two burgers or maybe a burger and an appetizer and a couple of beers and get out of there for under $30 easily.
The prices are fine.
The prices
are fine. It's not cheap, but the prices are fine.
Our dinner was a little bit on the higher end for that because of Lisa's filet mignon and the fact that we had the appetizers and beer and everything else. But you could seriously get in there. And it's definitely, I would say it's a good place for a date. I would say it's a good place for a family gathering. It wasn't overly loud.
Actually, when I first read about it, I think I thought they were trying to do too much. They were trying to be too broad spectrum, but I think it works really well because you can go in there for a nice kind of special occasion meal, or you could go in there for a really relaxed, I mean, we could go there after we leave the gym, you know, change into street clothes again and go after the gym or go after work.
Exactly.
Or something.
Exactly.
Or we could go on an anniversary.
Oh, now there's an idea. Got one of those coming up next year. Hmm. I don't know if I'm gonna get out of it that easy.
Anyway, we were lucky enough to be able to sample their dessert menu.
Oh, man.
There was a little mix-up with our service at one point, and so we were treated to cheesecake with berries and fresh whipped cream.
Oh.
And I mean cream that had been whipped.
And when we say,
there on site.
And when we say cheesecake, this was like half a cheesecake. Maybe not half, but this was a substantial piece of cheesecake.
It was huge.
And it was delicious.
So good.
Graham cracker crust, very thick, very creamy, and with the berries.
Surprisingly light.
Yeah.
The texture.
The berries were very, there's your texture. The berries were very fresh. There was like a strawberry, some sort of sauce on there as well.
Like a compote or something.
Oh, man. It was delicious. But yes, and that was, you know, like Lisa said, there were a couple of minor mix-ups, but compliments to the house. They said they took care of it. Very classy and got huge thumbs up.
The service was good and friendly and attentive.
So highly recommended. We suggest you check out Topa Tavern and Grill. They're at 944 Elk Grove Town Center, Elk Grove, Illinois. That is at the corner of Arlington Heights Road and Beester Field. They will have a website in the near future. It's toparestaurant.com. The link will be on our show notes. And the site isn't live as of yet. There's a hold page there right now.
Okay.
So check that place out. We think you will.
They're busy cooking.
You will enjoy it. Okay, we also happen to be in the middle of the Thanksgiving weekend. So anything you want to say about Thanksgiving?
This year, I'm thankful for my podcast co-host, Joseph, all my podcast listeners.
And the Beaujolais Nouveau that just came out.
Oh, I love Beaujolais Nouveau. What did you read? Beaujolais Nouveau is the not yet fully realized wine.
It's the first
wine
wave
from this year's crop, right? That's really just been bottled and doesn't even go in a barrel.
No, it's just bottled for a couple of weeks.
I love it. It's my favorite thing. It's one of
some famous wine critic referred to it as eating cookie dough.
And it is like eating cookie dough. It's wonderful. It's so, if you like wine at all, even if you don't like red wine, you might go to like World Market or something and buy a bottle of this just to see. Because it's almost like grape juice.
It kind of is.
It's so bright and fruity, and it has this gorgeous bright pink color.
But it's not like Mogan David.
What is that?
Oh, well, you'll experience that. Mogan David is like Welch's grape juice with alcohol in it. This is not like that. This is definitely wine. It's a very young wine, for those of you who haven't had it before.
And it is like cookie dough. It's almost like it's uncooked.
It is. Actually, it is. And for those of you who've never had it before, go to World Market or a lot of the liquor stores have it now. It's really cheap. It's like $8 or $9 a bottle, if that. The most famous brand, or I would say the most common brand of Beaujolais Nouveau, is Georges Leboeuf. Mm-hmm. And that's available pretty much everywhere. And they always have really, really cool bottles, too.
Yeah, it's like, it's just this celebration. It's like, it is kind of like eating cookie dough, or it's like eating, I don't know what it's like. It's like a farmer making you a strawberry pie out of strawberries that he just picked. It's like, it's a celebration of the harvest, really.
Right. That, and that's actually
like,
what it is.
Truly, that's what it is. And it tastes like it.
And that's what makes it great for Thanksgiving as well. So we have the Beaujolais Nouveau. We're also huge fans of the Pinot Noirs, which are really big right now.
Yeah,
so with Thanksgiving
nice
dinner,
one.
There's some Pinot Noir that's there as well. Our favorites is one of our favorites. Our favorite wine.
Let me tell you guys.
One of our favorite Pinot Noirs is called Siclés Gladiator, which is what they make a whole bunch of things. In fact, we've had their cabs. It's really good. In fact, Topa has the Siclés Gladiator cab, which is really good. We really like their Pinot. And in fact, I don't think I'm looking at the wine rack right now, and I think we drank the last bottle.
It's almost empty.
I know. We're going to need to restock. So anyway, we hope everyone is having a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, and perhaps our little talk about steak and burgers right in the middle of everything will get you out of your turkey coma.
I didn't realize. Probably nobody even wants to hear about food right now.
Yeah. But you know what? They got recommendations on a good place to go once their leftover turkey is done. One other thing that we want to mention is that we finished up, and by the time you hear this, our next episode of Discover Woodfield will be out and available for you to listen to. We highly suggest...
on a very special Discover Woodfield. No, this one is very
special. This week on a very special Discover Woodfield, Just Say No with Nancy Reagan. What show? Was that Different Strokes that she was on?
Yeah, or like she came to Arnold's classroom or something.
And then Stevie Wonder showed up on...
The Cosby Show.
And what did you refer to that as? The nadir of 80s television when Stevie Wonder... The nadir of...
I don't even know what that
means. The low point of 80s television.
I may have called it that.
Stevie Wonder showed up on The Cosby Show.
It's considered one of the earlier possible jumping the shark moments for The Cosby Show.
Jamming on the one. Jamming on the one.
Uh-huh. Usually Rudy hitting puberty is kind of the end of The Cosby Show.
Oh, God. See, I wasn't even
watching it anymore. Some people say it was over even as far back as that.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, nobody was watching it when Rudy hit puberty. That's tough to say.
Rudy hit puberty.
Rudy. Anyway, leave poor Rudy alone.
That'll be the name of my next band, Rudy Hit Puberty.
Ugh. Anyway,
next topic. Or let's get on with this topic, shall we? Our next Discover Woodfield show, which is available right now, features our visit to a place.
How did we get to the Cosby Show
Because you went into... On a very special...
Okay, go on. Let's not redo it.
Opera in Focus in Rolling Meadows, Illinois.
It's a treasure of the Northwest suburbs.
You know what? It truly is.
We're not even kidding about that.
It really is. It's opera.
It's a gem.
And show tunes, pop music.
Okay, it's...
Done by puppets.
Puppets. It's a puppet opera. It sounds ridiculous. Just go to Discover Woodfield... .com. Listen to what we have to say about it. Check out the YouTube video. It's amazing. We would not steer you wrong. We would not tell you it's awesome if it were stupid.
Good point.
Would we?
No, we wouldn't.
I think all of our listeners should know that about us now.
Mm-hmm. We won't lead you astray. We love you guys. We're like your guides. Okay.
Anyway.
We tried.
That's a very long way of saying just trust us.
Is there anything else that we need to talk about? The Christmas season is officially upon us now. Shop, be safe, stay within your credit limits. If you want to get a hold of us, how would they do that?
I suggest email.
Okay. And we need to clarify the email address you should use because we've had some concerns lately.
Yeah, I think we're going to change it, right?
Right.
To cheapdateshow@gmail.com.
Right.
We're not so sure the forwarding is working on Dish at Cheap Date Show. So if you're going to email, you can still use that, but we suggest cheapdateshow@gmail.com. And if you email us or have emailed us and haven't gotten a reply, our apologies. We probably didn't get your email.
Yeah. I think there's some sort of spam filtering or something going on with the forwarding, because I've had a couple of situations where people have emailed me saying, hey, by the way, I emailed you this.
Did you ever get my email titled, "You too can have a huge car"?
Yeah. I guess not. Or my cousin in Nigeria has $7 billion sitting in a Swiss bank account, and all I need to do is send him my checking account number.
Yeah, if you're emailing us that stuff, then that's why you're not hearing back. But otherwise, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Right. CheapDateShow, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at 206-203-3283, which spells...
date.
Ain't that sweet?
Isn't that cute?
So have a happy and safe holiday season. We will talk to you again in a fortnight. And until then... this is Joe on behalf of Lisa. I don't even know.
That was weird.
This is how all the shows used to end when I was a kid. But on behalf of all of us here at the Cheap Date Show, I'd like to say thanks for listening.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.